and Deb Rees, experts in business, leadership and lifestyle.
Skilling your softly to a successful you. Emotions are your value, and your value is your business. UK Health Radio.
Yes, have I got a show for you? And welcome to UK Health Radio. You are with me, Paul Rees, and I am banging your eardrums. We are at it, we are going for it. And yes, we are coming towards the end of the year. We're not going to mention anything other than just keep it going, man. Don't take your foot off the gas yet. It's not time. It's not time to sit back. This is the time you push hard. Work at it. Get in there. They say power your December to have an easier Jan. Jan is a long old stretch, let me tell you people. If you've laid back too early in December, you will be paying for it the third week of Jan. Financially, mentally, spiritually, biologically, you've got to put it in now. We're only the 16th and so many people are like, oh, I'm ready. Yes, we're all ready, but don't be. Push hard right till the very end. And then when you rest hard. If you rest hard, that means then you're spiritually coming back to yourself. Biologically, mentally, emotionally, you've got to rest with conscious thinking. Now think about it. How do you consciously rest? When was the last time you sat and listened to you? Let me say that again. Sat and listened to you. Heard your breath. Actually looked at your hands and thanked them. I mean, we all take our hands for granted. Those 8 fingers and 2 thumbs, without them, nothing gets to your mouth. Get that? You understand that? Nothing gets to your mouth. You're starving, you're thirsty, all the stuff that comes with that. So remember, consciously rest. Rest hard. Work hard, rest hard. And here's the thing is that also when you rest hard, you know, well, there's 2 kinds of rest now. You need to emotionally rest and you need to digitally rest also. That's so important. Remember how digital technology, it pulls from us because it thinks much quicker than our wisdom. Our wisdom is fighting for room. All those things are important. But also, you know, there's another thing behind digital technology, and it's called corruption. That's called people that kind of get in there. It's like somebody opening your closet and nicking your clothes. Going into your underwear drawer and running away with stuff they shouldn't with. Do you know what I mean? That's cyber security is what we need. We're going to be coming into that in a sec. But here's the thing. Let me come back in and say, you know what? Yes, I feel like putting my feet up. Yes, I feel like resting. Yes, I am cream crackered knackered. I am. I told you early in the year, I bit off more than I can chew. I took on a lot of projects, a couple of new businesses. And you know what? I always say, it don't matter. So long as you can digest it, you're okay. But Dan, I'm feeling it now. I have bit off more than I can chew, but I know in the new year, it's going to settle down. But what am I going to do? I'm going to rest hard. That's what we're going to do. And if I keep saying it, maybe it'll sink into you consciously, listeners. Rest hard is where we are. But also let's think about what goes on in a life that we don't even recognize, we don't even know. Here's the thing, I am right now on my lappy. My laptop's open. I got my beautiful guest who goes to the same hairdressers as myself, by the way. We're both like, we're in between courts, as they say. We're not bald, we're in between courts is where we are. You know what? But this man here is the person you need on speed dial, but yet not somebody that really people talk about. And what I mean by that is, it's like, When you're taking painkillers, nobody really knows you're taking painkillers if you're in pain. But then there is this person that's very much the same when your laptop's in pain, your phone's in pain. That's because there's something in there shouldn't be in there. That's got in there that shouldn't be in there. Then we go to the person that, the doctor, let's say, that fixes all that, Mr. Cybersecurity person. And when we use the word cyber and security together, it's a kind of, you know, it's like an invisible fear. It's like something that we know about, but nobody really gives too much thought to. Nah, nobody will get into my phone, man. Nobody will get into my laptop, man. Well, let me share something with you, listeners. It was only about 4 weeks ago. This message came through my laptop, and it said something like, married tax money refund. It was something like that. Now, I was like, 3/4 through my day, been at it since 3 in the morning. I opened it up and thought, oh, tax refund for married people, pinged on it. And it said, here's the thing. And you're going to think, really? It asked for my national insurance number, and I did the birth and I ploughed it in, and I didn't give it a second thought. Then I said to Deb, my wife, I said, Deb, you need to put this information in. She looked at her, she said, Paul, how do you know it's not a scam? I said, well, it came into my laptop. Why would it be a scam? Then she did the research. It's a scam. So I'm now panicking, running around, getting in touch with people, researching how I can get in touch with the national insurance people and say, I've just done this. Luckily, I didn't give any bank details. But I don't know if it's over yet, people. And this is how important it is to know more about this kind of stuff. And I'm not talking about fraud. I'm talking about you just don't know what gets into your laptop. You don't know what gets into your data. You don't know what gets into your life. These people are out there and they're very clever. And that's why our guest today is going to take us through the understanding, the awareness, the wonderfulness of, I'm going to say it, cybersecurity. Can you put wonderful and cybersecurity together? Yes, you can, because it can be a lifesaver. And on that note, let's get this man in, the beautiful, the bald, the wonderful man, Spencer Simmons. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you very much, Paul. That's a great introduction. Yes, I am missing a little bit of hair on top as well. Yes, I
You know, hair's overrated, my friend. It really is.
agree with you.
The best thing that happened to me was going bald. I cried a lot, went through a lot of hairspray, and then I thought, you know what? Get it off. If it stops growing, cut it down. But here's the thing. I want to come straight in hardcore here. Cyber security. It is, when you think of cyber security, I think of Hollywood films. I think of all this dramatic action that goes on around it, and governments all kind of sneaking in each other. But here's the thing, cybersecurity is an issue in everybody's life every day of the week.
I completely agree. And look, we and the company I represent work to support helping organizations better protect themselves. So that's the cybersecurity bit, but also cyber resilience. So
Wow.
because cyber, unfortunately, companies do get hit, and as a result, they need to be able to identify they've got hit, but also make sure that they reduce their business interruption. And they do that by having what we would call a good business continuity plan, or being able to recover quickly from that cyber incident. Now, it's actually no different to us as individuals, because if we're hit, as in we ha as you were alluding to with your example, you put in your credentials, so your password and your username into a fraudulent email, and they have your credentials, they can get into your bank account. What's that impact to you? Is that going to be because actually you're losing funds, they're taking funds out of your account? Or it might be that actually you can't access your data anymore. So that's also interruption to us as well. And I think the more that we do, I mean, we do a great amount with organizations, but actually there is this almost lost focus on us as individuals. And I think it's really important, and to maybe draw our attention back to us as people as well, because the better we are at our own cyber security, our own personal devices and laptops, is only going to complement what we do with in our workplace as
And
well.
you
People
and
are
you
more aware.
and yours and it is it's beautiful, because here's the thing, is that we are being reminded every day by the big companies, HSBC, banking, all these people, where we have to go through two, three, four layers of security just to get into our bank accounts and things like this. And some of us are like, for really, we have to keep doing this to get in and get in and get in. But we've also, I feel, we've become almost lazily unaware of how easy it is for someone to get into our devices now. Yes, we all have passwords and things, and many of us use passwords that are over familiar for ourselves in life. But and come to the big guys later, but focusing on that, on Civvy World, are we really, do we really take cyber attacks, cyber security serious enough?
I think when it comes to us as either as a really small business or self-employed, or us as individuals, I still think there is this belief that it's not going to happen to us. But also, I think it's about are the devices that we have. I mean, if we were to look at our mobile phones, for example, we would believe that they are inherently secure. So the big boys, the likes of Apple and Android and devices, they do a really very good job in making our devices to secure as much as they can. But there are a whole host of additional user settings on those devices that we need to configure ourselves because we might use them in different ways. But actually, while that information is available on their websites, how many of us feel that we have, well, one, know that they're there, but secondly, have the time to go and research that and have the confidence to then apply it to our devices? Actually, it's just easier to go, I'm sure it's fine, it's not going to be me, I'm never going to be hit.
And that is me, you know. Yes, I have thumb security and things, you know, finger and stuff, but you know, and I believe I'm one of millions that says, well, my phone is fine, I'll be fine, you know. And the fact of the matter is, people make a living out of hacking.
And unfortunately they do, and it is very easy. But we're also, I mean, we when you when you I suppose you refer to the word hacking, we're thinking about technically attacking a phone or a laptop. But actually a lot of it is really around social engineering. And social engineering is manipulating or trying to get you to do something. So in the instance that you used, although it's come by email, it's trying to say, this email's genuine. You don't need to worry. Just input your details here because this is genuine. And actually, most of the time, there is usually one or two things that stand out. And as you're right saying, okay, is this genuine? That just stand out. And you think, okay, maybe something in the back of the mind saying, this isn't quite right. And as soon as you think that, that's when you've got to say, okay, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to delete it, or I'm going to ask a friend whether they can give a give me an idea of whether this is genuine or not.
Wow, I mean, it's such a minefield. I think also because when we think about cybersecurity, we put this high level of intelligence that for many of us feel is out of our equation, think, you know, even understanding in life. And I feel that's why we kind of don't get into the words even of cybersecurity, because it feels something that's not for the average person. It's for only the businesses, only the big companies, only the, you know. And you talk about, you know, you work with high net worth individuals that have information, you know, that needs to be secured because they're a high net worth individual. You know, but also, I'm Paul Rees. My information is just as valuable, but I'm not giving that thought. Just because that person's a high net worth individual doesn't mean that their information is. Yes, they could get the black. Nobody want to blackmail Paul. Do you know what I mean? It's like, well, they can if they want. They really wouldn't care because they've got nothing to hide. But do you see is that? Do you think the cybersecurity has been separated too much, where it's the words have been put too much into business, high corporation, and the average person is not looking at the importance of that in their life.
I think you're right. What's interesting is when we talk about individuals, if we're talking to a company about helping them improve their employees' personal devices, we still use the language such as cyber hygiene.
Oh,
I
wow.
mean, but at the end of the day, what do we mean by cyber hygiene?
Yeah.
So I think it is a language issue, but also thinking about an example. So I'd literally read in one of the broadsheet UK broadsheet papers that happened 2 days ago. This poor woman had her phone stolen, as I recall the story. And I think she said she articulated that someone was able to input saw her input her PIN number, and as they snatched the phone, they immediately went in and started changing some of the settings.
Wow.
And now she can't access any of her details, her photographs or anything. And that to me, and it comes back to this cyber hygiene bit, that actually there are a number of these, going back to these user settings, that is relevant for a high net worth individual, but your point, you too, that you can set that can delay that, or at least give you the opportunity, so that the one, the criminal can't change those settings, because in an iPhone, for example, there's an hour's delay once you've got the right theft protection button turned on. And that hour gives you an opportunity to then go and access your account from another laptop or something, and
Wow.
look to remote delete or find your phone or anything along those lines. So there's a huge amount you can do. But as you say, we all talk about cybersecurity and cyber hygiene. It's actually these basic things that we all need to put in place. And, if I can draw your attention to October, which was Cyber Awareness Month. And, the four key aspects that they were promoting was, if I remember correctly, recognizing a phishing email. So, again, the example that you had, making sure that your equipment is always up to date, your passwords, and multi-factor authentication. So, multi-factor authentication being if someone does or are able to get your username and password, if they try to, using the words of hack into your account, then if the multi-factor authentication is set up correctly, arguably that's another layer of security that they won't might not be able to get through.
Wow, it's, I think, like you talk about, the cybersecurity month there, and every, I think, because I think that gap needs to be bridged, needs to be closed between, no, cybersecurity is for the rich, famous, for the big businesses. It's expensive because there is a high, and there is a reputation that if you're going to have any kind of security, there's a cost behind it. And, again, it's very Hollywood, the word cybersecurity. It's, and it is, it's
Yes.
Hollywood. It's been, very much over exaggerated. But then coming back to yourself there, now, Spencer, you've got a military background. I'm just going to roll this off before we go into the commercial. So, and this is crazy. Ex-army bomb disposal officer. Then, of course, we have the insurance market for kidnap and ransom broker.
Yep.
And then we have civil servant. I mean, government department, cabinet office, helping improve security in critical national infrastructure. We got the, I can't even say this with my dyslexia, Deloitte consultant. I can't even say it.
No, Deloitte, one of the
Thank
big
you for helping me out. And
yeah.
there's a ton of all, and then of course we roll into Opplicity, which is now your business.
Yes, with three business partners. Yeah.
Three business partners, cool. I mean, what a background, what a kind of. Oh, there's always been some sort of security in your life. You've always traded security in the army, giving security, and everything else. So it's something that's naturally in you.
Yes. No. Agreed. And if I look back and as you point out, being an army officer, setting myself up, I think for my career, whatever that might have been in or has been in, I think going through a leadership course, which was Royal Military Academy Sandhurst, was a very valuable thing that taught me a huge amount. And I think some of the lessons from being in the military are absolutely transferable, no matter which part of the military you're in, whether you have been through Sandhurst or other leadership training, and what you learn on the ground. I can think of those lessons now, and I have applied them in terms of what we do in our business.
Wow. I mean, Spencer, it's hugely interesting. And here we are, listeners, is that we're going to run into our first commercial. We're going to be about 90 seconds or so. When we come back, then The very handsome and sharing bald head man, Spencer Simmons, is going to give us his contact details, how to find Opplicity, and all the beautifulness that comes with the safeguarding of those guys. And we're going to be back here, as I say, in about 2 minutes. So grab a pen and paper before we jump back in. Happy days.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Happy days and welcome back. Yes, you're with Paul Rees on UK Health Radio, the healthiest place to be on earth right now. And talking about health, we have cyber health, cyber hygiene, cyber all going on here today with the beautiful answer man, of course, Spencer Simmons. And Spencer, thank you for being on the show. Now, quickly, how do we get hold of you, my friend? Website, email, whatever you need to throw out there.
No, thank you, Paul. So you can find us on Opplicity.com. So that's our website, which is Opplicity.com. But I'm also on LinkedIn under Spencer Simmons. You can find me there. Those are the two key areas.
Happy days. And you can't miss him. He has a bald head and wears glasses very similar to mine. As I mean, yeah, you put him on there. But here's the thing. We have been bouncing back and forth. We've been talking about cybersecurity. Again, I know, listeners, when I say that word, some have already switched off. But do not. Think about how much time you dedicate to your phone, laptop, tablet, or anything that reaches outside of your house without you stepping foot out of it. Meaning that when you walk down the street, you will be very aware of someone coming towards you with, let's say, I don't know, a knife in their hand, a gun in their hand. You'll be very aware of someone coming towards you with something that you feel they're going to attack you with. And you will do something about that. You will physically, mentally, and emotionally step aside and pull away from that fear. Here's what you don't see in a cyber attack is the knife, the gun, the club, the stick, the punch. You don't get to see any of that because it's invisible, but it's as serious, it's as damaging, it's as hurtful. It will break as many bones emotionally within you as what would a physical attack. And this is where we are, is the understanding of awareness of how important it is for you to know that that cyber security is as important as the locks on the front door of your home. Cyber security is as important as the clean tap water you drink to keep you healthy and the choice of healthy foods you get from the supermarket to keep you physically fit. Cyber security is the same thing. So what does cyber security do? It makes sure you stay healthy. Make sure that you stay healthy, wealthy, and happy in your life. That's a seriousness of cybersecurity that very few of you out there right now will give any thought to at all. But yet, if you were walking down the street and you knew someone was going to attack you, you would scream out, shout out, step aside and make sure that wouldn't happen again. Are you doing the same in your digital technology? Because those people out there are just as serious as those on the street that wish to rob you, steal from you and take from you. It's exactly the same, but you can't find them. You can't see them. You won't even know that they are worming about in your stuff. That's the difference. And that's why we need Spencers of the Earth. Spencer. But you see, it's as serious as that, isn't it?
It is as serious as that, unfortunately. And, you know, we've talked around an example that, you know, I mentioned briefly before that I was reading in one of the UK papers. Some of those, I think, things that we also need to consider aren't necessarily that obvious as much as even cyber is.
Yeah.
Because, again, using that example, and I also remember a colleague telling me about a radio presenter who had their phone stolen. And they lived much of their lives on that phone and recorded a lot of their programs or related notes
wow.
on the device. So obviously once the device was stolen and unfortunately they didn't have the right backups,
mm-hmm.
then they weren't able to recover all of that information. And in a similar way, if you were, God forbid, to have some sort of malware, and we refer to malware mm-hmm. as, you know, and lots of different things such as Trojans and so on, but malware as a general term, if that were on your laptop, for example, then absolutely it potentially can impact you either financially or yeah. restrict you from accessing your data. So it's really important that we understand the capability of malware or the mm-hmm. impact of a theft and take the right actions in order to minimize that level of impact that we might receive as a result.
I mean, isn't it, you're someone that's really up to speed in all this. I mean, you are, you know, you're a global speaker, you're a trainer, you're someone that is an influencer or a high influencer in this industry. Your CV is as long as my arm, you know, I guess what, I guess the message I really want to ring home to people here is the big companies have to have it because of the amount of data they have on people. And, you know, yes, they are targets. Banking is targets. Anything with people's details on it is a target. And do you find that you are constantly having to redesign, because you've got the people that are looking for that information basically chasing your tail every day to find a way in?
The threat landscape does evolve quite quickly, yes. I think with organisations, and you will always have those that are more mature, particularly some of the bigger organisations and banks in particular, and there is enough, there is quite a lot of regulation for some parts of industry too, mm-hmm. to help support, develop their cyber maturity. But for the majority of us, I think, and some perhaps some of the small medium enterprises are still in that belief that it's not going to happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot that they can actually do that, again, doesn't require huge amounts of cost, because I think where, again, we fail, and I can bring this back to what we were talking about as us as individuals,
mm-hmm.
something called cyber hygiene again. So I'm using that yeah. same phrase. Mm-hmm. But we seem to focus in on business and the business perhaps of making money, and we know all about our value chain processes. But when it comes to our IT and our digital environments, we don't seem to do the basics. We don't seem to understand where all our digital assets are
yeah.
or all our vulnerabilities are,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, it's vulnerabilities within our digital assets that attackers will exploit. So again, keeping your information up to date or your systems up to date.
Mm-hmm.
If we just did those basics, we'd be in a lot better position.
Yeah.
And so half the time when we engage with companies, whether the bigger companies or the SMEs, one, it's about where are you on your security journey? Because what we don't do is we just don't sell different products. We actually try to help from a more of a strategic point of view.
Oh, wow.
And that's kind of, because at the end of the day, cyber is another business function. And we've got to integrate it across the business appropriately. And that sometimes means that we've got to look at the way the business is structured. So I find that sometimes I'm actually acting as a bit of a management consultant as well as a cyber consultant. That's the way we've got to get it across our businesses.
So, would you say that people error is a big issue with, I use the word cyber hygiene, and I love that understanding. And I also love the word threat landscape. It makes so much sense when you say it. And when you think about the listeners, threat landscape, they are two words we very much understand. But when you tie them together, it has a very different feel of what those two words are pronouncing out there. And think about cyber hygiene. We all know what hygiene is. It's a very, very, it's a globally understood word. When you put the word cyber to that, then it's just asking you how clean are you with your cyber understanding? How what are your daily what is your daily hygiene look at your cyber? It's just beautiful. And I can see how these words would be off-putting, but when they are said in a way that you join them together and threat landscape, cyber hygiene, cyber maturity, again, cyber and maturity, they're two words you just don't generally hear together. When you do put them together, it makes so much sense in the sense of how mature are you with your understanding of your passwords, of your software, how you run your laptop. Let's be grown up about these things, because trust me, the people that do come in and try to get information, they ain't grown up at all. They don't care. They have no concern whatsoever about how you're going to feel after everything has been taken, controlled, and all those things. They have no done. But also, are they bad people? We could say they are, but also they're keeping us sharp. They're keeping us understanding that, let's not be lazy, cyber. Let's not be cyber lazy, I guess, is a word you'd like to put there, or sofa cyber people, where we're just sitting back and hoping that, nothing happens to us. That is not a given. That is, that's an impossibility, because if you're part of any form of social something, you're going to experience someone, some form of fraud in some way, wanting to come in and steal what is not theirs, but it is yours.
Do you know, I like the what you say about the cyber lazy. It's brought a smile to my face. If I were to relate that to passwords, how many of us have got one password for many different accounts? So if that password is compromised, then arguably the other accounts could be compromised too. How many of us have two shorter passwords? So in the UK, the National Cyber Security Centre will give you a view as what a how to construct a password. These things, seemingly, when we talk about the 13 or 14 different characters for a password, you think, oh my God, how on earth am I going to remember the tens of passwords that I need? But then we look at our devices. They have the capability to provide us with password managers. And password managers are an excellent way of, I suppose, doing the cyber hygiene because they can do all the hard, heavy lifting for us. It's just we don't use them.
I mean, I use a password app because it's essential for me, and I'm someone that likes to change up what I put in there, because it just keeps my cyber hygiene in place. I love that. But here's where we are, listeners. Let's understand, Spencer here is a full range of cyber understanding, a full range of cyber influence, a full range of an individual that works on, I'm going to say, both sides of the fence. You say, well, what do you mean by that, Paul? Well, you're talking the high-end sort of corporate individuals, SMEs, and then of course we have the everyday people. We have the everyday people. And if we were to rate a risk, and this is just a guesstimate number, but a risk of me, I'm 56, so in my lifetime, if we were to say the chances of something happening to me on a cybersecurity level, what do you think that percentage would be?
Oh gosh,
I know it's a big one. I'm a guest, but it's okay.
Well, I'm actually going to relate it a little bit if you can just bear with me. So the UK government put out their cybersecurity breach survey for 2024 recently. And I think it states in there that 50% of those companies that were surveyed had experienced in the last 12 months some form of cyber breach or cyber attack. And that figure goes up for the larger organizations to 74%.
Wow.
That's organizations. So
Yeah.
hopefully you can,
Wow.
and we've been talking about, organizations have got, controls, they've got money available, although one would argue that there's more to be done in each of those spaces. But it just gives you a view that that cyber landscape bit
Yeah.
is continually changing and evolving.
Wow.
Attacks continue to happen. We continue to get breached even as organizations. So it's an organizational level when you've got lots of people who are out there to conduct scams because it's simple, take advantage of people who haven't got the right level of cyber hygiene knowledge, then that's going to, I would have said, be equally as high. So without falling into, I suppose, a trap of giving you a figure, hopefully that's given you an idea of what, what it could be.
I mean, that's huge, 75%.
Yeah, 74%. Yeah, it is huge if my figures are correct. But yes,
I mean,
it's a lot.
we're talking a mass. I'm going to say, industry out there. So cyber fraud, hacking, whatever it is we want to put to it, is a huge industry.
It is. Yeah.
Wow. How do we keep up with that industry? Or no, keeping ahead of it is what I'd like to say, because these are clever people. Let's not put them down. These are clever people with really in-depth IT knowledge, I'm guessing, to do what they do. So how do we keep ahead of those guys?
Absolutely, and there are those that. But at the same time, I think we, if you were to look at it as a side perspective, there are those who that are in cybersecurity who are also incredibly clever and are developing and being innovative in these areas. And there are a number of schemes within government that also will support new startups, etc., in terms of developing technology. There are those that have been hackers themselves that have decided to now come and support
Oh,
cybersecurity.
wow.
I think that one of the biggest differences is perhaps on the attacker stroke, hacker stroke, threat actors do a lot of sharing of information, a lot of sharing of different techniques and behaviors, technical techniques and behaviors. I think on our side, so to speak, we are as organizations and individuals not so good at sharing. And
Oh, wow.
if we were to improve our communication and sharing of information and intelligence on these types of attacks, don't get me wrong, we are getting better. But if we were to do that as readily as I think the attackers do, we'd be in a much better position. Because if you can imagine, if you were a company yourself, Paul, and you'd been hacked and you found all of the different attack behaviors that are being used and you shared them with everyone, then how likely is that attack going to happen again against those other organizations if they knew about it and were prepared for it? And I think that's what we need to do more of.
Isn't that sad though, is it? I mean, I can understand why, because everybody likes to protect their assets in business. But when it means it affects the emotional economy, I'm not talking about the money economy now, the emotional economy, because my sister-in-law just lost £15,000 to someone from Africa on Facebook that told her he wanted to be her husband for the rest of her life, and she lost 15K there. There's all kinds of things here. Although this is a very different, I understand this is a whole different ball game here. But here's the thing: is that it would be an essential that it was shared. It would be essential for the economy, the emotional economy, the money economy. It's crazy if it's not.
It is, and I think as I say, it's definitely getting better. It's getting better at a sector perspective. It's getting better from a regulatory perspective. It's getting better from a commercial perspective, looking back to sectors. But there's still more to be done, and I think we need to increase the pace of change. And that will come through greater awareness. Harder regulation. And you know, we will eventually get there. But the world is changing, as we know. There's a lot going on from geopolitical tensions that will probably impact cyber as well.
And thank you for bringing that portion to the surface, because it tells me how passionate you are. It tells me how much you care, because effectively you just made yourself a little bit of a target there, because you're saying we need to do more in this industry. We need to talk more. We need to communicate more. But thank you for that passion. Go a long way with that. That tells me a lot about your character. For sure, it really does. And on that note, listeners, we're gonna plow into our second commercial. When we come back, our lovely Spencer is gonna throw out his contact details, and we're gonna dive into a little bit more on cybersecurity.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Happy days and welcome back. Yes, UK Health Radio with myself, Paul Rees, and we are edging our way into the end of the year. There's not much time left, that's for sure, ladies and gents. I want to thank you for being my listeners for all the time. I mean, I think I've been 4 years now, maybe, doing my stuff. I'm surprised that Johan has kept me this long, because there are much better presenters out there than me. Do jump in and watch and listen to the other shows. There's some great people on UK Health Radio. But here's why I've got the edge. I mean, my guests are red hot, man. They make sure, you know, they are. I mean, look at the chap we have today. You know what I mean? Spencer Simmons, he is like top of his game when it comes to cybersecurity, because he cares. Because he cares. And that's the thing. You think about opacity, and you think about what is the people's cybersecurity awareness. These people of opacity, they care about the individuals. Thus, they are there and they plow into those big corporations. They work with all the fancy enough. But you know what? Spencer Summons here, he's Mr. Down to Earth. Absolutely. And Spencer, yes. Now listen, now let's just think about things. Somewhere in your life, you decided you want to make everybody safe. We could go right back to your childhood if we wanted, and we could dig it out there, and trust me, we would find it. I could pull out my life strategy part of me and say, do you know what? We will find at which point it was where you decided you had to make people safe in life. You need to keep people safe. And that would have been an environment that somewhere you experienced, or that's where, and you became the person in charge that made sure everybody was safe. And this is why it comes easy for you. You don't want to make one person safe. You want to make what are millions of people safe. That's why you did in the army. What is it? Bomb disposal. I want to make hundreds of people safe, not just one. And that's in your blood. That's in your veins. That's who you are. What an amazing human being, listeners, to share time with this beautiful man that spends his life wanting to keep people safe in life. And thank you, Spencer, really.
Thank you, Paul. When I look back, I think, and I'm probably not 100% sure where it initially came from, but certainly when I joined the army, there was you have the choice of which particular army you're going to go into, and I eventually decided to go down a route that would take me into the bomb disposal piece, and it was because it was incredibly interesting and fascinating, but also I think as you go through the training and you learn, all of the different techniques in order to defuse bombs, that there is a sense of pride. It is a very different way of operating because, I mean, when you're with a platoon, you have all of your friends and colleagues around you. In bomb disposal, you work in very small teams. Once you put the bomb suit on and you put that helmet on, you're in your own complete different world. And it's really just about you and what you have to address. So it is, yeah, it's and maybe I think all of us have that sense of wanting to protect and nurture and help others. Some people will stay in that world, and others will move out and hopefully probably do something similar in terms of, I think the term is giving back. Whatever we get involved in, I think most of us feel we need to continue to give back.
Well, you know, you let's remember that when we give back, we also got to take back. Otherwise, you have nothing to give back. It's so important to know that when the universe gives back, you have to take it and take it with no guilt and enjoy it. And on about giving back and taking back, what are your contact details, my friend? How do we find you?
Two ways. So we're on applicity.com, and applicity is spelled Applicity. And I'm also Spencer Summons on LinkedIn.
You'll find him on there. As said, he's a beautiful bald man. He's quite handsome, actually. You are safe in me saying that because I'm a happy married man, that's for sure. But it has, you know, Spencer, it has been beautiful touching into what is a really complex, no, seemed complex industry, and an industry that seems disjointed and I'm going to say broken away from the everyday people. But you brought something here today that has fractured that for me. You brought an understanding that you're very clear on, you know, what the individual needs to do, how you can help them. The awareness I feel that's missing because people have just become 100% lazily reliant on outsource security where are not doing their own due diligence. Did I say that right? It doesn't matter anyway. It's not important right now. But it's, and that's the thing. But you know what? Publicity. Reach out to those guys. They're there. And you know what? People like Spencer are hugely important because they are there to not just build software for war again, those high invoice clients, but these guys are there to watch out for us, have our backs. And that, and Spencer, on that note, thank you. I appreciate you. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Paul. It's been nice to talk about it, and I think matter whether we work with high net worth individuals, as we've talked about, but also corporates, we will tell those corporates continually that as we build up their strategy for them, and we help them with their operations, but actually try to tap into the emotion of your employees by talking about things that are really important to them, which is their own personal cybersecurity. And as a result of that, you're going to get a much more informed employee as well. And yes, I get that not everyone is working for companies like that, but generally speaking, I think it's a good move to start before then progressing out to a wider community.
Well, Spencer Summons of Applicity has been Applicity, let me get that right, because it's a word I haven't put together ever in my vocabulary, but it's beautiful. Super cyber security aware and all these beautiful things that come with being the influencer of who you are. thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been absolutely fantastic. And you know what? I hope that we see more of you for good reason. I hope that we can jump on in a couple of months' time to see where you're going and how it's going for you. But also, you know, it'd be great. You know, people, cybersecurity, there is Oplicity. These are the people that care about the people when it comes to your cyber life. It is just wonderful. AI is biting us at the bottom all the time. So we need dispensers of the earth. Very much you do. And listeners, we're going to say, we're going to cyber it up because we're all done. Spencer, first of all, let me say thank you.
And thank you to you, Paul. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Happy days until this time next week. Keep safe, keep sharp, get hold of Oplicity because they are your guys. Boom! Bye for now. Emotions are